Jared, great to have you on the program. Congratulations on the career you've been able to put together and the year you've put together so far. And exciting times. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Blaine. Thanks for having me, and thanks for the kind words.
Well, it's been exceptional. I mean, I was actually, I'm not sure you want to look back, but let me ask you the question. How much looking back has there been? I know that your coach, Chris Fagan, talked about you've had teams that you've had a hoodoo against written up on the whiteboard and you've been ticking them off one by one as you beat them. How much looking back is there at your Richmond games that you've had so far in the last, 12 to 24 months, especially last year's week one of the finals where you were beaten by 47 points?
Yeah, I think it's a great opportunity once the season finishes, and we get an opportunity to have that week off and look back at our season and where we started. And for me personally, it was a reflection of where we come from when I was first drafted, and I guess the culture we built and where we got to as a team last year. And I guess that was a little bit crazy coming into the finals, not knowing what to expect, and I guess get that experience. But yeah, now looking back on that, I guess 3-4 year period, it gives you confidence to know that our culture and our process has been really consistent and strong, and our game plan's been strong through that period. And I think it holds us in good stead for what's to come on Friday night, because obviously now we've had the taste of the finals, and I guess we're a bit better equipped to face Richmond.
Yeah, so this is, I suppose you are looking at it, and I like your last sentence, so you're better placed now to beat Richmond than you have been in any previous meeting that you've been involved in.
100%, yeah. There's always learnings out of each game, and you find out different little tactics that they use and stuff like that. So, we're always, and I guess we've got more games and more experience under younger guys' belts. So, I guess it's always going to be more equipped to be able to beat them. But yeah, it's whether you can put that into practice on the game scenario.
You should be reasonably confident that you can deliver. I know that I don't want to look back at that game too much, but you look back at that Richmond game, Charlie Cameron, one goal from 7 possessions. Eric Hipwood, no goals from 4 kicks. Daniel McStay, one goal from 6 possessions. So even though those three players played pretty well the second final against the Giants, it was against Richmond's great defence that all those guys couldn't get their game going. But you did play well. 21 possessions, 15 kicks, 6 handballs, 8 marks, 3 tackles in that game against Richmond. So you should be pretty confident that you can deliver again. And I'm not sure who you were against the majority of that game, but are you looking at roughly the same head-to-head that you might go with in the midfield?
Obviously the midfield is going to be a great battle, and they've got some great big names and stars in there. And I guess we've got a more even, consistent sort of side. So it's going to be a great battle. And I guess, like you said, like you take confidence from your previous performances against teams and stuff like that. But to be honest, it's probably one of the furthest things from my mind, whether I play well or not. It's whether I can deliver my role for the team on the given day. And those fellas are, I guess, probably heard them last year being beaten like that. But it's going to be a great contest, because their defence is one of their really strong suits.
So you've obviously watched a lot of tape of Richmond. Is it the intensity, their want to organise their chaos, if you know what I mean? And are you going to try and take the chaos out, and slow it down, or let's just play your way? Or are you going to try and beat them a bit at their game as well when the ball's in dispute? Beat them at the chaos game.
Yeah, well, I think everything's built off contest and contested balls. So first and foremost, we need to make sure we bring that to our game. And they've got a, like you said, chaos game, but it's been working for them for the last 4 years. And it's a game that's very hard to defend. And I think the best defense on the day is going to take home the chocolates.
And the focus this week that Chris Fagan has thrown at you is to embrace the pressure, embrace what's been put upon you, that this is arguably the biggest moment of all your careers?
Not so much. It's more so been what we've spoken about all year, and that's trusting the process and know that the process has held us in good stead in games. Like, you look at our previous game against Richmond, I think it was quite a bit closer than what people actually made it out to be, because we kicked so many behinds and didn't have that scoreboard pressure on. So, I guess it's just that we need to continually trust our process and keep going after it, play our way. To be honest, we've been focusing on what we can do more so than what Richmond can do to us.
Talking to Jared Berry, Star Lions midfielder. We'll explode a couple of other myths for me if you can. Jared, your scoring, your goal kicking, has that been overplayed by us, or is it an issue you need to deal with?
I personally think it's been overplayed a little bit. I think there's been a couple of games that have really cost us where we were quite poor. I can see inside the four walls that we've been doing quite a bit of work, and we've had a consistent, goal-kicking coach now for the last few months, and that's really helped us. And it's just going to be a matter of whether we can seize that moment when it comes in the final. And we spoke about last year, moments are going to win finals. So whether our boys can stick to their routine in those big moments and deliver what we need. So I've got no doubt that they'll kick him straight, and hopefully I'll get an end of a few as well.
That'd be nice. Is it where you're getting your shots from as well that's the issue? Do you need to get a few more shots from closer in, better angles?
Yeah, I think the percentage of from 40 to outside 50 drops quite significantly when you get those sort of shots. But yeah, if you can get them in a bit deeper, and I guess your percentage goes up. So that's also also being talked about.
Yeah, it's tricky though, because if you kick it in too long and deep, they like that. If you kick a long, deep, high ball to them, but if you kick it in too shallow, it can cost you on the turnover and make it a harder shot.
That's right. So it's really one of those things. Like, football is such a ballistic sport that what the player sees in front of them at the given time is so many different options, and to take the right option in that moment is what we need to do. Like I spoke about before, the moments in the finals, that little bit of composure and guys that can hit targets is going to be so beneficial for us.
Is it a myth or is it actual fact that clearance is the key at the Gabba? It's a slick oval for clearance ending in score.
I think especially centre bounce is probably is probably more important because of the cricket pitch. Does bobble around a little bit more, but obviously it gives you territory and ascendancy straight away. So yeah, that's going to be a huge battle.
And your major focus, is that something you've spoken about this week, about winning those centre clearances? Because we know how good their centre square four can be, especially when Dustin Martin's in there.
Yeah, we definitely touched on it, no more than we do every other week, but I think we play the Gabba quite well in terms of our wingers always being on our toes as well and stuff like that, and making sure we're first to react on the loose ball. So, it's going to be a big battle, but it's not going to be the be all and end all of the game.
And they play the Gabba pretty well too. Have you got a thought as to why? Is there a reason or...?
I couldn't tell you straight away, but... Yep. They're a well-drilled side, and I think game plan is something that stands out on the Gabba because it's such a wide expansion and that. So obviously they're well-drilled, and their game plan stands up, and you've seen that over the last 4 years. So it's gonna be a heated contest, and I'm looking forward to it.
Selection wise, Harris Andrews is right to go.
I'm pretty sure Harrow's right to go. He's done all training and ticked all the boxes. So I would have thought he'd bring a bloke like that back in. One, not only his marking ability, but Like his leadership on field is something that we really value. So I couldn't tell you 100%, but I would have thought he'd been.
Jack Riewoldt all night for him, do you think? Oh, I know it's a question that you probably can't answer, but it's going to be an interesting matchup. Who gets Jack and whether Harris gets that job?
Yeah, it will be interesting. And it's obviously going to be one of the big battles on the ground. But to be honest, man, I don't go into the defensive meetings too much. They're a pretty tight-knit group, the defence, and they don't like letting those little secrets out.
Is it fun? Are you having fun, Jared? It seems like you guys have got more of a smile and enjoyable demeanour about embracing this year than last year, perhaps, when it was all new to you.
Yeah, I think so. Like you said, last year was a little bit of a whirlwind, especially with so many young guys that hadn't played finals before, didn't know what to expect. You listen to folks like Hodgie and Blackie that spoke to us before the finals, but yeah, we didn't actually really know what to expect coming into the game, and I feel like there's a more of a sense of composure around the place coming into Friday night. So, and like you said, like I think you can see it out in the field, and the way blokes celebrate and stuff like that with each other. We're such a tight group, and yeah, to be honest, you couldn't really tell whether it was a game being played back at local level and or an AFL game. Like, it's just that enjoyable at the moment with the group we've got. So yeah, it's good fun. It's really good fun.
And you're 100% fit, obviously.
Yeah, I've ticked all the boxes, and it's going to be a hard midfield to get back into, so hopefully they give me the go ahead. But I'm ready to go.
Surely you've been told you're in. They wouldn't have put you up for this interview if you weren't playing, would they?
I don't know, mate. They've done stranger things.
Well, I hope you are, Jared. You're a delight to watch. Great to have a chat to you. Sorry for the probing questions, but I've got to ask them. It's going to be interesting. I can't wait to see what does happen with that Andrews-Riewoldt matchup, if it happens, and how much the clearances to score ends up being a factor for the Gabba again, and just what the Lions forward line can do against that amazing Richmond defence. We'll talk soon, Jared. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Brian. Cheers.